when you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's Group Therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so we've got this message, and it's from Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Be gentle with this one. We've got it up on Facebook, by the way, at Ben and Kelly Show. Hi, Ben and Kelly. I don't want this to come off as trampy.
Okay.
But I'm dating two men.
All right, you go.
I started dating them each about the same time. And since obviously I wasn't exclusive with anyone or in any way obligated, didn't seem strange to go on dates with both men.
Right.
That's what dating is, isn't it?
Right.
But now about 7 months in, I find myself liking them both, hiding each from the other, and not really sure how to choose who to stay with and who to let go.
Oh.
But with holidays a few months ago and how frequently they want to spend time together, it's getting harder and harder. So how do you choose? How long can you date multiple people before it's considered cheating? Has anybody else been in this situation?
Okay.
You big slut, good for you!
Okay.
I mean, look, I think if they'd... Okay, if I am one of those guys and I found out that you had been dating someone else the entire time that we'd been dating, yeah, I would probably have some feelings about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 7 months in, sure. Got a text. I was casually dating around and probably seeing around four guys at once. One of them I'd been seeing maybe 6 months and like twice a week. I was seeing my current boyfriend at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Is she wondering if they're dating or making sure it's okay to see others? I don't think anyone can assume nowadays, especially with the guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think she's asking, how do you choose between the one, which we can't answer that question for you. We can't answer that, but.
No, but I think she's probably just going to place the blame on the guys. Just like, well, he didn't like ask me if I'm dating anybody else.
Now, Justin says the moment you have the talk with your partner, then it's cheating, but sounds like no cheating here.
Oh, okay. So he's like, you go, girl.
So as long as you're just, I don't know. Yeah, and I just, again, it's weird how, you know, relationships begin. You know, when relationships begin, a lot of times it's not like, you don't have that immediate talk like, hey, what are we? Are we boyfriend, girlfriend?
Yeah. No, I mean, we just say, let's just see what happens. Let's not put a label on it. Let's just see how it unfolds.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
But at what point do you have that talk, I guess? Because Lisa said 7 months. Did she say 7 months?
Mm-hmm.
That's not dating around. That stopped at about 5 months ago.
Yeah. And, you know, look, I think a lot of people are suggesting, why don't you have that conversation of, hey, what are we? And maybe you need to kind of better define that to them, what they are to you.
Yes. Do you ask them to get their opinion of what you guys are?
Yeah. All right.
I think you try to test the waters of, you know, is he assuming we're in an exclusive relationship?
Right.
And then she's really got to, I mean, if she's thinking about this at this point, she needs to figure it out. She needs to write a list, pros and cons, whatever it takes, to figure out who she sees herself with the most.
But Monica did ask, has anyone been here and how did you approach it? So we'd like to hear more of your stories about that, okay? 502-795-1997, 795-1997. You can text or call. Take your stories on the way next on 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So Monica reached out. She's been casually seeing two different guys for the past 7 months. Likes them both. Not really sure how to choose who to stay with, who to send on their way. Now she's at the point for her where she needs to know, hey, how long can I do this before it's considered cheating?
Many people said like 5 months ago it started to be cheating.
Mm.
Nikki said, tell them about each other. See who's stupid enough to stay with you. That's how you pick. You passed the point of cheating about 5 months ago, and they both deserve better.
Stupid enough? Yeah. Don't say that.
It's a little harsh.
I was going to say, but Monica's just trying to figure it all out.
Yeah, Stacy said in the beginning, you're right, it was fine. But what do these guys think your status is now? You better choose quick before you lose them both, because if you're hiding, you're cheating.
Mm, okay. Hey, Amanda.
Yes, I think it'll work itself out.
Okay. You just think. Okay.
Why put a timer on it?
Why put a timer on?
All
it'll
right.
work itself out.
Yes.
So, Amanda, have you been in this sort of relationship where you're straddling two different relationships at the same time?
Possibly.
Okay. All right. Well, I like the way you talk, Amanda.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Allie says, look, the guy I was seeing for six months was more fun with like drinking, going out, hanging out with people. My family knew of his name, but never met him or anything. The boyfriend I am with now was sweeter, kinder, more understanding, and his gestures were more genuine of wanting to know me. So she needs to see how they are together. If her friends have met them, she needs to see if they see one as toxic and the other one as a keeper.
That's a really good point. Like, have her friends or her family met either one?
Right, right. Yeah, and a lot of times they can, again, without emotion, they can be like, yeah, he's no good. Or, yeah, that guy's a keeper.
So. Exactly.
All right, Monica. Hey, well, good luck in all that. And, again.
You big slut, a lot of people, good for you.
A lot of people did point out, they might be dating others too, so maybe it's good to just kind of have a little
conversation.
State of the hey, where are we?
Yeah, where are we?
Yeah, with both, and because they may be approaching it the same way as her. Mm-hmm. You never know.
All
but
right.
I think everybody, we're at 7 months in. We should probably be clear on that, especially she feels like she needs to hide. The hiding is the problem.
Yeah. All right. Good talk. Thanks, Monica.